ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Teachings to Vasudev, Text 48.
Vairenanam nipataya shishupala paundra Salvadayo gati vilasa vilokanadyai ध्यायन्त आकृत धिया सयनासनादो तं साम्यमापुरनुरक्त धियां पुनः किम् वैरेण नम्यनिपतया शिशुपाल पौंड्रा शाल्वादयो गति विलास विलोकनाद्यये ध्यायन्त आकृत धिया शयनासनादौ तत्साम्यमापुरनुरक्त धीनां पुनः किम् वैरेण यम नृपतया शिशुपाल पौंड्रा शाल्वादयो गति विलास विलोकनाद्यये ध्यायन्त आकृत धिया शयनासनादो तत्साम्यमापुरनुरक्त धियां पुनः किम् वैरेणयं नृपतया शिशुपाल पौंड्रा शाल्वादयो गति विलास विलोकनाद्ये
माताजी
वैरेण यम नृपतया शिशुपाल पौंड्रा गति विलास विलोकनाद्ये ध्यायन्त आकृत धिया शयनासनादो
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. First word by word translation.
Vairena,
with envy. Yam, whom Lord Krishna. Nripataya, kings. Shishupala Paundra Shalvadaya. Like Shishupal, Paundraka, Shalva, etc. Gati, upon his movements. Vilas, sporting. Vilokana, glances. adhyay, and so forth. Dhyayantaha, meditating. Akrita, thus fixed. Dhiyaha, their minds. Shayana, in the activities of lying down. Asanadau, sitting, and so on. Tat samyam, a position on the same level with him. That is, a position in the eternal spiritual world. Apuh, they achieved. Anurukta dhiyam. For those whose minds are naturally attached in a favorable way. Punaha kim, what to speak of in comparison? Translation. Inimical kings like Shishupal, Paundraka and Shalva were always thinking about Lord Krishna. Even while they were lying down, sitting or engaging in other activities, they enviously meditated upon the bodily movements of the Lord, His sporting pastimes, His loving glances upon His devotees, and other attractive features displayed by the Lord. Being thus always absorbed in Krishna, they achieved spiritual liberation in the Lord's own abode. What then can be said of the benedictions offered to those who constantly fix their mind on Lord Krishna in a favorable, loving mood? Purport. On the eve of the disappearance of Lord Krishna from this world, Vasudev became filled with lamentation, thinking that he had not properly utilized the opportunity of the Lord's personal presence to become perfectly Krishna conscious. However, Narad Muni assured Sri Vasudev that the glories of Vasudev and his good wife Devaki were chanted throughout the universe because even the demigods worshipped the exalted status of the Lord's own parents. Vasudev was not only concerned about his own spiritual position, but he also lamented for the Yadu dynasty, which had left the world in an apparently inauspicious way. Being cursed by great Brahmanas such as Narada and dying in a fratricidal war. Although the members of the Yadu dynasty were personal associates of the Lord, their disappearance from the earth was apparently inauspicious. And therefore, Vasudeva was concerned about their eventual destination. So Narada here assures Vasudeva that even the demons opposed Krishna, such as Shishupal, Paundraka and Shalva, achieved promotion to the Lord's own abode because of their constant absorption in thinking of Krishna. Therefore, what to speak of the exalted members of the Yadu dynasty who actually loved Krishna more than anything else? Anurukta dhiyam punaha kim. Similarly, it is stated in the Garuda Puran, Ajnanina suravaram samadhikshipanto yam papino pishishupala suyodhanadya muktim gata smarana matra vidhuta papa kahasamshaya parama bhakti matam jananam. Even foolish sinners like Shishupal and Duryodhan, who showered abuse upon the Lord, were cleansed of all sins simply by remembering Lord Krishna. Somehow or other, their minds were absorbed in the Lord, and thus they attained liberation. What doubt then is there about the destination of those who are overwhelmed with devotional feelings for the Lord? Vasudev was also feeling anxiety because on the one hand he was aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, he treated the Lord as his beloved son. In the relationship between the father and the son, sometimes the father must chastise the son and restrict him in various ways. In this way, Vasudev was feeling that undoubtedly he had offended the Lord in his attempt to train Lord Krishna as his son. However, Lord Krishna is actually pleased when a pure devotee becomes absorbed in parental love for him and thus devotedly tries to care for him just as loving parents care for a small child. Krishna reciprocates the intense devotional feelings of such devotees by actually appearing before them as a young boy and acting just like their son. As mentioned in this verse, the demons actually chastised Krishna with feelings of enmity. Nevertheless, Such demons attained liberation due to their absorption in Krishna. Therefore, what to speak of the destination of Vasudev, who chastised Krishna due to his overwhelming parental love for him? The conclusion is that the devotees of the Lord should never consider Vasudev and Devaki to be ordinary conditioned souls. Their relationship with Lord Krishna is completely on the transcendental platform of Vatsalya Ras, or parental love for the personality of Godhead. It has nothing to do with the parental love of the material world, which is based on a mood of sense gratification, since the parents see their children as objects of material enjoyment.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Inimical kings like Shishupal, Paundraka and Shalva were always thinking about Lord Krishna. Even while they were lying down, sitting or engaging in other activities, they enviously meditated upon the bodily movements of the Lord, His sporting pastimes, His loving glances upon His devotees and other attractive features displayed by the Lord. Being thus always absorbed in Krishna, they achieved spiritual liberation in the Lord's own abode. What then can be said of the benedictions offered to those who constantly fix their minds on Lord Krishna in a favorable, loving mood? Hare Krishna. So first I beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my senior God brothers, all of you, to speak on this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are very exalted topics and subject matters. So naturally, every time we speak on something like this, there is always this feeling that, you know, chota mu badi baat. It's very exalted topic about Vatsalya Ras. You know, at this point of time, Narad Muni is glorifying the Vatsalya Ras of Vasudev. And what is the reaction of Vasudev is very interesting. A pure devotee of the Lord never ever feels that they are devotees. They don't even consider themselves as half decent devotees or maybe little bit devotees. They feel we are not devotee at all. We have no love for Krishna. Those who are the purest, they feel this way, that really we have no love for Krishna. And we read in the Brihad Bhagavatamrit also how Narad Muni approaches different devotees. He goes to Prahlad, he goes to Hanuman, he goes to so many devotees. And every devotee, the reaction is the same. He goes to them and says, oh, he starts glorifying. As well, Narad Muni, his nature is he always wants to glorify the devotees. So the moment he comes in front of one of these devotees, he immediately starts singing their praises. He starts glorifying them. And when he is glorifying them, almost every single one of them, the reaction is the same. Oh, you're glorifying me? You don't know? I am so fallen. I am so unfortunate. I don't have any qualities. You really want to glorify somebody, go to this person. So, you know, Prahlad sends him to Hanuman. Hanuman sends him to, you know, the Pandavas and the Yadavas. And so on and so forth. And each one, each devotee whom Narada meets, the reaction is practically the same. That you think I am devotee, I am the best devotee of Krishna. Far from it, you know, they feel that we are far from being devotee. We aren't perfect in any way. And even though, as it is mentioned over here also, even though these devotees are the direct associates of the Lord has included them in His pastimes. Matlab, when there is a, now in our congregation, for example, there are some, in this temple itself, maybe 3,000 devotees or 5,000 devotees associated with Gopinath congregation. Every year we have a drama festival. In January, February, whenever. The drama festival is there. And in that drama festival, there are four dramas. And each drama has got some 40-50 devotees. So let's say some 200-300 devotees take part in the entire, you know, drama festival. By acting, doing the music and so on and so forth. And how many devotees are there? There are 3,000 in Bombay, 5,000 in Bombay itself. Less than 1%. So obviously those, you know, 50, 100, 200 who are chosen are the special ones. Right? So imagine the same way these devotees are directly participating in Krishna's pastime. They are direct associates of the Lord. How pure they must be. The Lord has personally chosen them. That you come, you be part of my pastime. So how pure they might be. But what is their consciousness? We are not there. Humko to kuch malum hi nahi hai. And this is the consciousness of Vasudev also. We have to understand that what is meant by humility. Sometimes we devotees, we mistake honesty for humility. If someone comes and tells us, Prabhu, you are very great. Oh, wonderful devotee. And no, Prabhu, I am very fallen. And everyone says, oh, you are so humble. And you may also think, you know, actually little bit I am humble. You know, I actually don't think that I am great. So we feel we are humble. That is not humility. That is just plain honesty. That's all. But you have to understand what is the humility of Vasudev. It is unimaginable what kind of humility Vasudev is showing. Though he has been very intimately connected with Krishna, he has brought Krishna, through his tapasya in one sense, you know, Lord Krishna has appeared in this world, and he has served Krishna directly, as we read in the previous verses. You know, he has very directly, he has fed him, he has slept with him, he has associated with him, he has spoken with him. So many things Vasudev might have done with Krishna. But what is he lamenting? I didn't properly utilize my life to perfect my life. The Lord's personal presence was there with me. He was personally there with me. But I didn't properly utilize. So he is lamenting about that. And then, over and above that, so this is humility. You can imagine someone who has personally served the Lord, not in any indirect way, not servant of servant, direct he has served the Lord in Vatsalya Ras. But he is thinking, I have not done anything, I am not properly utilized. You know, I could have served him better, maybe I could have done better. So he's feeling like that. And another point about Vasudeva's humility, we can imagine what this person must be. Now you imagine if someone comes and just insults you. Somebody. Maybe your office colleague, maybe your brother, maybe your, you know, neighbor, maybe somebody, maybe a devotee. Devotee comes and, you know, unknowingly insults you. After that insult, now what will a humble devotee do? Most devotees will immediately react. They'll give instant karma. You know, instantly they will react. But if we are little bit humble, little bit, then what will happen? We will swallow the insult. Insult kiya mereko, ye kya kiya, ye achha nahi tha, it was not good. How can a devotee be insulted? He should not offend me like this. You may think glad, but you may keep quiet. But now imagine, will you be able to, after that insult, will you be able to go and sit in front of him and take direct instructions from that devotee after that? Direct. Matlab, aap batao mereko, you know, tell me the goal of life. Tell me what is Vaishnav achar. Teach me Vaishnav etiquette, please. Will you be able to do it? Very difficult, isn't it? Because our ego comes in between. You think, are you did this to me, why should I listen to you? Now what is Vasudev doing? Just think, who is Vasudev? He's one of the Yadus. Because of a curse, as it is described in the Bhagavatam, because of a curse that was given by Narada and several other sages, what happened to the Yadus? They were all destroyed. Every single one of the Yadus were finished. Nobody survived. Because of whom? Because of curse. Maybe it was Narada only who cursed. Could be. Right? It's not mentioned specifically, but Narada was there amongst the sages who cursed. Imagine someone who has cursed your entire family to perish. Full family. We will have all the vanshaj, everyone gone in one stroke. You know? What kind of enmity you can imagine you would have towards such a person? It's very natural, no? You will have tremendous enmity. If someone, as much as hurts our finger, we become enemy of such a person. If my full family is destroyed, what will happen? How much enmity will be there? But what is Vasudev doing? He is taking instructions from such a person. Tell me what is pure devotional service. Please teach me. What humility he must be having. How much surrender he must be having to take instructions of a person who directly, indirectly was responsible for the destruction of his entire dynasty. This is Vasudev. This is the extreme humility of Vasudev. So we should understand that these are the kind of characters we get to read about in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is not just a collection of beautiful stories about the Lord and His devotees, but there are also wonderful lessons in the Srimad Bhagavatam which teach us from each thing we can learn something. We can learn about how the pure devotees of the Lord, how they behave, how they conduct themselves, what kind of surrender they have that they are willing to accept their so-called enemy as their instructor. And with no malice in the heart or, you know, ki, okay, I'll listen to you because you're Narada, but, you know, ye tumne nahi karna chahiye tha, ye achha nahi tha. Nowhere he is, you know, in any way he is protesting that, Narada, you were the cause of the destruction. So, he is worried that I have not utilized my life properly. And over and above that, Vasudev was also worried about another very important thing. What is that? He is worried that all these Yadus who were the direct associates of Krishna, and they were with Krishna all their lives, what an inauspicious ending came about for all of them because of this curse. You know, this curse was there, so he is not worried about the curse. He is worried about what happened due to the curse. Isn't due to this curse, they had a very inauspicious ending. They got drunken and then they went to Prabhashetra. They picked up canes which became iron rods and they started, one person started first fighting with the second, then the third joined, then the fourth joined, the fifth joined, everyone joined, they took sides and they all killed each other. Imagine. This was the end. And the end of the Yadus, the greatest, the Vanshaj and the, the direct associates of the Supreme Lord was death in a drunken stupor. Where they are killing each other. This is how they left. So naturally, a devotee, pure devotee who is very soft at heart, he is worried that what about them? You know, they left, they were associates of Krishna, but look at how they have left. They have not left in the auspicious way, thinking about Krishna and, you know, with love, meditating on the Lord. They have left in a very violent way. So what will happen to them? So this is his other concern. In response to this concern, Narad Muni is speaking this verse. He is saying that, what are you worried about? That people like Paundraka, like Shishupal, like Shalva, who spent their entire life only being envious of Krishna. And not just envious. They were thinking about Krishna. They were obsessed with Krishna. You know, there is this concept called obsession, right? When you get obsessed with somebody, you can't get over it. You have to keep on thinking about that person. So you keep on thinking about that person and you can't think of anything else. Din, raat, you know, subah, sham, wahi khayal aate rehta. You keep thinking about that person. And it happens more when you are enemy of somebody. When you love somebody, yes, you think about them. But, you know, you think about in a positive way and sometimes you get engrossed in something else. But when you hate somebody, when you have envy in your heart towards somebody, then the heart burns with envy. It burns. And it constantly, you keep on remembering that person. He did this to me. He said this to me. She said this to me. She ill-treated me. She did this. And our heart keeps burning. That person may have done something and gone away. Long back. You know, that person has forgotten about what they said or did. But we are unable to forget. Our heart still burns with that envy and that anger. So you are continuously thinking about them. You are not able to think of anything else. Krishna consciousness dur reh jata hai. Yehi aa jata hai bar bar mind mein. This keeps troubling our mind. So this is called obsession. When you become obsessed with somebody. So the story of Paundraka, Shishupal and Shalva. You know, all three stories are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam in Krishna book. Wonderful personalities. You can imagine what is their, what is their envy. Here it is described in the verse that they enviously meditated on Krishna's bodily movements. So you imagine, if you're very envious of somebody, suppose there's somebody who's got a grand personality, very grand personality, and we have a very ordinary personality. Allah hum raste pe chal ke jaye koi apne ko mud ke dekhega bhi nahi. You know, aisa ordinary personality. But koi rehta hai, you know, 6.5 feet and well built and fair and good personality. And they just walk on the road, you know, people turn and look. Arey, kon hai, arey, someone great has come. You know, so just the movements of this person can make a person envious. Especially if you have enmity towards that person. You don't like that person. And, you know, everyone is admiringly looking. Kya personality, yaar, kya personality. Or naturally, everyone becomes envious. You know, those who are not having that personality or they hate that person. Even that person's movement, innocent movement, just chal ke ja raha hai. Kya apne aapko samajhta hai, jhoom jhoom ke chalta hai. Right? You can be envious of that. Then it is mentioned sporting pastimes. So in Krishna, does sporting pastimes. Like here we see in this beautiful painting, Lord Krishna is playing holi with the gopis. So someone who is envious of Krishna, he will see why he is playing. What does he think of himself? Kya apne aapko samajhta hai? You know, every time somebody does anything, if we are envious of that person, we cannot tolerate it. Becomes very difficult to tolerate. Loving glances upon devotees. Now why should someone be envious of this? If Krishna is very lovingly glancing upon the Yadus, or is very lovingly glancing upon the Pandavas, or is very lovingly glancing upon the Gopis, why should someone become envious of that also? Dekh rahe wo bhi envious. Kyun? Anybody? They become envious not only because Krishna glances, he gives sidelong glance. When Krishna sees, he gives a sidelong, very beautiful glance he gives from the side of his eyes. With a lot of love. Love tapak raha hai usme se. That is alright. But what the person gets more envious is, devotees also look back lovingly. You know, they appreciate him. You know, oh, he is like this, but they appreciate him. All these characters that I mentioned here, they could not tolerate the yash, the love that Krishna had for his devotees. And what the devotees had love for Krishna, they could not tolerate. So if you see Shishupal, for example, what was his life? Why he became envious? From his birth only it was predicted that Krishna is going to be the cause for his death. How? Because he was born with two extra hands. He was born with two extra hands, and then when, you know, when he was born with two extra hands, and it was a very odd kind of situation, you know, very inauspicious omens were there. So at that time, somebody came and predicted that when the person who's going to be cause of death of this child comes before this person, his two extra hands will fall off. And then Krishna is related to Shishupal, so Krishna came to see him. As soon as Krishna saw him, his two hands fell off. So immediately, enmity from birth, practically, that this person is going to be cause of my death. So then Krishna gives him the benediction also that, you know, if you blaspheme me, I will accept everything that you do. I will not, his mother doesn't tell, Shishupal tells his mother that it's okay, I will not kill him. As far as possible, I will not do anything. Only if he goes beyond a particular limit, then only I will kill him, other I will not kill him. So, but Shishupal, from his birth, was always envious of Krishna. He could not tolerate this Krishna, because you know that somebody is going to be cause of a death. A sensible person would do what? He would say, Baba, let me just apne control mein rehta hun. Let me be in control so that I don't become a cause only for this person to be agitated and kill me. Let me behave properly. But no, he was never like that. At every opportunity, he used to blaspheme Krishna. He would do, but he would always do in limit, because he knew, if I cross the limit, khatam, I'll be finished. So he was like that. Now this Shishupal, who is already very inimical, you know, as it is described in the verse here, inimical kings, very inimical, very envious of Krishna, this Shishupal had to go through what experience? He was to be married to Rukmini, the goddess of fortune. Rukmi, her brother, had already approached Shishupal and told, I am giving my sister to you as bride. And he was probably, you know, dreaming about this beautiful goddess whom I am going to be married to, and all kinds of, you know, imagination. And he's waiting for that day, that auspicious day. And he sees Rukmini coming out of the temple. He sees her coming out, and it is described that when she came out, she was so beautiful that all the princess started fainting. Everyone was fainting just seeing her beauty. So Shishupal might have been feeling so much pride. No, see, they are fainting just looking at her. I am going to marry her. He was feeling so proud. And at that time, out of nowhere, Krishna comes, just grabs. He doesn't know the plot that has happened in the back end. Piche jo plot hua hai, Rukmini has written a letter to Krishna and requested him, come and please kidnap me. You know, what is meant for the lion is going to be eaten by the jackals. So you please come and kidnap me. She has written a plot. He doesn't know anything. He's blissfully unaware. And then suddenly, Krishna comes out of nowhere, just grabs her by the hand, puts her in the chariot nonchalantly and drives off. Jaise kuch hua hi nahi, koi wahan pe khada hi nahi hai. Aise utha hai, unko kidnap kiya, leke gaye. And Shishupal, all his dreams, you know, all his pride and everything just destroyed in 1 second. So, already you are envious of Krishna. Already there is tremendous hatred in the heart. And upar se this happens to you. Of all the wives that Krishna could have chosen, Krishna had he never chose to be married. All the wives that Krishna got married to, they approached Krishna, and Rukmini was the first. Of all the women in the world who could have married Krishna and Krishna could have married, it had to be the one who was to be married to Shishupal. So Krishna also has a transcendental sense of humor. He arranges things like this. Shishupal became extremely envious. And till the end of his life, he remained envious. He could not. You know, it is described in the Rajasvi Yajna of Yudhishthir Maharaj. When the Yajna was going on, Sahadev, you know, of the five Pandavas, Sahadev, they were deciding. There were many great personalities in the Rajasvi Yajna. Brahma was there, Vyasadev was there, great sages, munis were all there. Great personalities were there. Many demigods were there. So they're all thinking, who should be given the Agra Puja, the first puja? The first honor, who should be given? And there, they decided, you know, Sahadev spoke up. He stood up and spoke, and he said that long, you know, set of prayers. He says that, I believe Krishna should be the recipient of, you know, the Agra Puja. And all the people assembled there, they said, Jai Jai, very good, this is good idea, we should do this. Everyone agreed, and they started the Agra Puja. After they started the Agra Puja, at that time, Shishupal, for some time he was seething from within. See, when you're very envious of somebody, if they get praised, it is very painful. When they get honored so much, that amongst all this assembly of great people, Krishna is the most honorable. He's the first one to be honored. This was too much for him. He stood up and he said, I must speak. Mujhe kuch to kehna hai. Because, what is this? This, y'all are honoring this cowherd boy, this fellow. No one knows where he is from. What is his jati, no one knows. What is his family, no one knows. And this and that, and he just continuously goes on blaspheming Krishna. And people try to stop. You know, that, ruk ja, baba, kya bol raha hai? Chup ho ja, chup ho. Quiet, quiet, be quiet. But he, when envy is, you know, overflowing, it is like a volcano, it is coming out, because already is filled with envy, and all these incidents have happened, and now this is like the peak, he can't take it anymore, and it just goes on and on and on, and finally, you know, the other Kshatriyas in the audience, the ones who supported Shishupal, the ones who were envious of Krishna, like Duryodhana and all, they were in their heart thinking, achha, very good, at least one person is speaking, at least one had the courage to speak. Let him speak. Badhiya hai, baat karo. But all the other Kshatriyas, the majority over there, they could not tolerate this insult of Krishna. Our Supreme Lord is being blasphemed like this. So finally they got up, they took out their, you know, weapons, and they were going to attack Shishupal. And Shishupal is so foolish, he also could have taken so many warnings people gave, ki ruk ja, bas kar, band kar, stop it. No, he's not going to stop. And at that time, now people took out their swords and maces and came menacingly towards him. Still, Shishupal, at least now he could have said, main akela hoon aur koi khada nahi hai. I am going to be slaughtered now, let me keep quiet. Right? But still, he could not stop. This is the nature of envy. He continued even till that moment, till that last moment, he kept blaspheming. And then Krishna, to avoid that the members of the puja, those who are doing the puja, should not be contaminated, quickly he took out the, because the limit had been crossed, what limit he had promised had been crossed, so he took out his Sudarshan, one shot, chopped off the neck of Shishupal, and that was the end of the blasphemy. He just fell down dead. So then what is described in the Bhagavatam is that the soul from Shishupal's body entered into the body of Lord Krishna. And this happened in front of everybody. Everybody saw this sight. It's a grand sight. Just imagine. Someone who is blaspheming like anything. In front of everybody. His soul comes and enters into Krishna's body. And similarly, we have the story of Paundrak. Now Paundrak is very interesting. In the Bhagavatam, in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada describes that the pastime of Paundrak is very interesting. It's a very interesting pastime, very different, very unique. Why? Because Paundrak, Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book there, that there are many people in this world who think that they are God. They actually believe. They believe that I am God. Why? Because they have some siddhi. Some siddhi they have, some vibhuti, some special power they have. They are able to speak well. They are able to mesmerize audiences with their, you know, with their words. Or they are able to do some yogic siddhi, prapti. They are able to just pull out something. They are able to do various things. So, somewhere they start thinking, you know, I am very great. I am different. Auron se main alag hoon. Main upar hoon sabse. And then someone else comes and notices. Some foolish person comes and notices. Not foolish, but maybe innocent. Comes and notices. Hey, he's so great. See what he did. You saw? Aapne dekha? Maine dekha. He did this. Miracle, miracle. Chamatkar. Ye to Bhagwan hai. Ye to Bhagwan. And teen jan ikhatte ho jate hain. Wo teen jan ko batate hain. Are ye to Bhagwan hai. Bhagwan aaya. Hamare locality mein Bhagwan hai. Like this. Jama ho jate crowd, and then that person from ordinary so and so becomes Baba or some Bhagwan. He becomes some great. They start calling him God. And after some time, he also starts believing that he is God. Initially, he may be even trying to tell them that, nay, I am not God, Baba. I'm just... But then at some time, because there's so much adulation, so much power comes, right? When somebody comes and worships you, there's so much power associated with that. So much money, so much power, so much false ego is being fanned when somebody every day comes and pays full dandavats to you, offers you, you know, gold and various things. It is very, very difficult for anybody. We should not blaspheme. We should understand that if it happens to you, you will have the same problem. If you, someone comes and calls you God, it's very difficult to accept that, no, I'm not. This person accepts me. Maybe he is my God. He is my devotee. He understands. Others have still not understood. So, this is what happens if you are not careful, you know, that we start thinking that we are God. So, this pastime, Pondrak, it describes what happened. Pondraka, somewhere along the way, started getting the feeling, you know, illusion, hallucination, you can say. He got the hallucination that actually I am the Vasudev. I am the original Vasudev. That person, Krishna, who everybody calls Vasudev, he is not Vasudev. Can you imagine? It's one thing to think that I am God, but to think that he is not God. What kind of illusion is that? A tremendous illusion. And the funny part is, like I said, for every person, India has got a lot of population. So for every 1 crore people, there will be 1 lakh people who will believe that you are God. Ah, ye to Bhagwan hai. So Pondraka was a king. So when he started saying, I am Vasudev, I think I am Vasudev. Yes, yes, you are Vasudev. You only are Vasudev. That person is imposter. And then he said, see, some people are agreeing with me. Actually, I'm actually Vasudev. And he became so fixed in this idea that I am Vasudev. All the time he was thinking, like Shishupal was all the time thinking about Krishna. Every time he was enviously thinking about Krishna. How I can destroy this person. Kab mujhe mauka milega jab main Bhagwan, jab main Krishna ko bura dikhaunga, I will show him in bad light. He was always meditating on this. He was thinking how Krishna came and he just grabbed Rukmini and took her away. And then how he was fighting with Rukmini and all of us and how he defeated. He was always thinking about Krishna, but in an envious spirit. Pondraka also was always thinking that how this Krishna dresses. He always wears yellow garments. So he started wearing yellow garments. He wears a peacock feather in his head. He started wearing peacock feather. So he started, as they say, imitation is the best form of flattery. So he started imitating the Lord. And then at one point he felt ki, yaar, kab tak main ye chalne do? For how long can I allow this imposter to just, you know, masquerade as Vasudev? When I am actually Vasudev, you know, there are still people who are calling him Vasudev, calling him God. Ye abhi kuch karna padega iska. We cannot accept this for so long. So many years I have tolerated. I can't take it anymore. He wrote a letter. He wrote a letter, long letter he wrote to the Yadus. That, to Krishna, telling that you are the false Vasudev. You please stop this masquerade you have put of being Vasudev and wearing my insignia of Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. You are carrying these things, peacock feather and all these things. Yes, they are my signs. How come you are wearing them and cheating like this? You please come and you surrender to me and return all my paraphernalia. Otherwise, be prepared to face death. So now you imagine, when this letter is read out in the assembly of the Yadus, they all started laughing. They all started, because it was a hearty laughter for them. Ki kya bevkoof hai, kon hai ye? Who is this guy and where is he? You know, because they know what is the power of Krishna. They have seen what Krishna is capable of doing. 17 times he has defeated, you know, so many Jarasandha, so many Akshayanis of single-handed. He and Krishna Balaram just destroyed armies upon armies. He knows what is the power of Krishna. They know that he is the Supreme Lord. They worship him as such. Krishna in Dwarka every day would divide into 16,108 forms. And in each palace with each queen he would spend. And then he would come back into the assembly hall. So they have seen all this. They know who is Krishna. So for them, this is the biggest joke. They are laughing. Ha ha, what a joker. And they are laughing. And all of them, so it was their entertainment for the day. See, in every court there is a vidushak, there is a jester who lightens the proceedings. Heavy political discussion, and there has to be someone who makes things funny. So this was the vidushak of the day, joke of the day. You know, where this one comes and says that you please surrender your my paraphernalia and come and surrender to my lotus feet. So when this happens, Krishna says, he tells the messenger, wait, I'll give you a reply. And he gives a reply, very fitting, very strong reply Krishna gives. He says that, you know, I will come and face you in battle and I will destroy you, and you will be killed and your neck will be cut off and your body will become food for the dogs. Very strong words Krishna writes back. Jaisa usne likha tha, ye yatham bam prapadyante. Krishna reciprocates in the same way. What language you have written, I write the same language for you. So he sends a very strong letter. And then, you know, this Pondraka says, now we must attack. You know, I will take, he must have been thinking, I'll take my Narayani Sena and I will attack them. You know, he goes and he attacks. And when he attacks, first when Krishna and the Yadus, they all come out in full force to see, because they are all curious to see, ki kya chakkar hai, kon hai ye Pondrak? The unknown king somewhere is doing something, and you know, suddenly he writes a letter like this. So they are all curious to see, kon hai, are dekhte chale, like a circus, you know, everyone wants to see, what's there today, let's go and see. So they all go to see Pondrak. And when they go, Krishna sees Pondrak in front of him. And Pondrak is standing there, with four arms. He has attached two false arms to his side, you know, with Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma in his hand, you know, and wearing yellow garments. He has a Shrivatsa mark also on his chest. He is wearing beautiful garland, a flower garland exactly like Krishna. He is wearing a beautiful decorated crown with a peacock feather on top of it. Everything like Krishna, same. He is, you know, as they say, imitation Krishna. So when Krishna sees this, he is very amused. For a moment, Krishna also appreciates that, kya baat hai yaar, this person has really gone, taken so much pain, you know, to look like me. And this, you know, this appreciation of Krishna also, you should understand that Krishna is so, he's so merciful that even a demon who has come to kill him, and is imitating him and is blaspheming him, saying that you are false, I am the real Krishna. Krishna, instead of, you know, with anger, he first laughs. He appreciates. Pondrak, this is too good, boss. Kya baat hai? He appreciates him. And then after that, Krishna starts, you know, fighting with him. And then finally, he kills him. So, when he kills him, again it is described that this Pondraka received what is called as Sayujya Mukti. Again, he receives a form similar to that of the Lord. He receives a four-handed form, actual four-handed form, and he goes and resides in the Vaikuntha planets. This is the destination that Pondraka receives. Similarly, Shalva is also, when Shishupal was, you know, waiting for Rukmini, and when Rukmini was kidnapped by Krishna, at that time, one of the princes who was standing there, maybe one of the ones who fainted, was Shalva. Shalva was also there. And he was a close friend of Shishupal. As they say in political language, enemy ka enemy, enemy hota hai. Nahi, dost nahi hota hai. My friend's enemy. So enemy ka enemy, sorry. My friend's enemy is also my enemy. Like that. So my friend is Shishupal, his enemy is Krishna, so therefore, Krishna is my enemy also. So Shalva was also very envious of Krishna. And I'll not go into the story again. It's a long story. But he also did tapasya to Lord Shiva. He got a special airplane because of that. And with that he attacked Dwarka. And long story. And then finally he was also killed. And he also achieved the same destination of Sayujya Mukti. So now we can imagine if these three demons, you know, who all their life, all they did was to hate Krishna. Very actively they hated Krishna. Very actively they wanted to think of ways and means to destroy the Supreme Lord. But in that intention, they were always thinking about the Lord. At all times, they were always meditating on the pastimes of the Lord. As it is described here, his bodily movements, his sporting pastimes, his loving glances, and many other attractive. He was married to so many wives. He may be thinking envious of that also. हमसे तो एक पत्नी नहीं संभलती, 16,000 क्या समझता है अपने आप को, यू नो. सो envious एट ऑल टाइम्स बट थिंकिंग ऑफ कृष्णा एट एवरी मोमेंट टिल द पॉइंट ऑफ डेथ दे वर envious ऑफ कृष्णा. पूतना केम टू किल कृष्णा बट स्टिल कृष्णा इज सो मर्सीफुल, ही लिबरेटेड हर एंड गेव हर प्लेस इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. सो देयरफॉर Narada is therefore trying to give this assurance to Vasudev. That Vasudev, what are you worried about? Aapko kis baat ka chinta hai? You know, about the Yadus. He says that if such people can be liberated by Krishna, the all merciful, all compassionate Supreme Lord can liberate people who are so envious and so inimical towards him, then what to speak of the exalted Yadus? What are the qualifications of the Yadu dynasty? They loved Krishna more than anything. There was nothing else that they loved in comparison to Krishna. For every Yadu, when they saw Krishna, their eyes used to fill with tears. When Krishna would leave, whenever he left, and he left many times, right? Because there were so many wars and so many things. He had come into their lives, you know, after he was some 11, 12 years old. They had not seen his childhood pastimes. But still, after that also so many times, every time Krishna would go out for some war or some battle, they would have tears in their eyes that we will not get to see Krishna now for some time because he is going for a battle. They had tears. They had so much love for him. They loved Krishna more than anything else. That was it. He was the soul of their lives. He was the center point of their lives. So he's saying for such people, how does it matter what their death was? Says it doesn't matter. Their death or their life, whatever happened in their life, however much suffering happened or however much even apparently gratification happened. Because some devotees are just because of their previous karma, they have tremendous material opulence. Tremendous. They just have it. This Krishna provides. So does that mean that Krishna is, you know, taking them away from him? No. Because he knows that this person can handle this opulence. This devotee has the ability to handle this opulence that I am giving. Similarly, if suffering comes in the life of this devotee, you know, we should not think that, arey, bechara itna bhakti mein sincere hai, phir bhi dekho, iske bachche ka kya hua, iske wife ka kya hua, iska business khatam ho gaya, iska ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya. We should not think, we should understand that this person's life is surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, it does not matter what is happening in their life or in their death also. Sometimes devotees become worried that, you know, how will I leave my body? You know, now I am chanting Hare Krishna, but suppose I go into coma, suppose I die in accident, sudden, khadak, 1 second, you know, something happens and I die in one spot, on the spot. Will I remember Krishna? What will happen to me? Will devotees be sitting around me and chanting Hare Krishna when I am leaving my body? Will they be doing kirtan for me? Will somebody put tulsi in my mouth? Will somebody put Ganga Jal in my mouth? You know, will I remember Krishna at the time of death? So these verses are such a reassurance for all devotees. When Narada is telling Vasudev, that why are you worried? How you live or how you die, there is makes no difference. Like that story, you know, I'll not go into it. The story, the person who says that whether you live or you die makes no difference because you're a pure devotee. Makes no difference. Because the life of a pure devotee, he or she is serving the Supreme Lord while they're living. And when they leave the body also, they will continue to serve the Lord. There is no difference in their life. Their lifestyle doesn't change. A pure devotee's lifestyle is the same. Whether they are here or they have gone back to Godhead, nothing changes. Someone asked your Prabhupada that after you know, what do you plan to gain by chanting Hare Krishna? We'll chant Hare Krishna. But by chanting Hare Krishna, what will you get? We will chant Hare Krishna. Because for a devotee, the service of the Lord, chanting of holy names of the Lord, kirtan of the Lord, never stops. A pure devotee will never ever stop chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He will never stop relishing each syllable of the holy name. Each word in the holy name, he will never stop relishing. As he chants more, the taste becomes better. Ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema, all these stages manifest in the heart of a devotee. And therefore that devotee, for him it makes no difference. Material life is just by the way. You know, some suffering is coming, some enjoyment is coming, by the way. Ho raha hai. Main focus is devotional service. This is the life of a devotee. So for such a devotee, how they live or how they die hardly matters. Because, as it is said here, it is a mere detail. Their life and their death is a mere detail. Why? Because they are overwhelmed by devotional feelings to the Lord. And the Lord also is simply waiting. He is simply waiting for them to come back. This is the consciousness of the Lord. Consciousness of the devotee is that they are waiting to get back to the service of the Lord. And the Lord is waiting for them in intense separation. This is Krishna. He is able to reciprocate with each and every one of us personally. He misses each and every one of us personally. Not that he misses the congregation of Radha Gopinath. Sab log aao. No, he misses each one of you, each one of us, he misses personally. That when this devotee will purify himself and come back, I'm waiting. He's waiting for each and every one of us. So, how you live is just a detail. But the Lord, if we have been sincere, Lord is waiting. And what to speak of the personal associates of the Lord, like Vasudev, who have been parents, you know, in this purport, the Vatsalya Ras of Vasudev and Devaki is glorified. What is the parental affection is glorified in this purport. We should also understand this. It is extraordinary. What Vasudev and Devaki went through is extraordinary. You cannot even imagine. What is their story? Right? If you see, sometimes there is this popular thing people say that if you become a devotee, Krishna will take away everything. He doesn't take away everything. He takes away only of those who are pure, pure devotees. Otherwise he keeps. But people feel ki moment Krishna bhakti chalu kiya to shayad suffering chalu ho jayega. Aise logon ko lagta hai. Now you think about Devaki and Krishna. Krishna bhakti kuch nahi. Just the mention that Krishna is going to come. Eighth son of your sister Devaki is going to be cause of it. Just the mention. Bas. Wahi se suffering chalu. Turant. Immediately, you know, Kamsa, Kamsa is another example. Pondraka, Shishupal, Shalva, Kamsa, you know, like a role of honor. All these people. Kamsa also same thing. He was also all the time thinking about Krishna. When he, from the time he heard this announcement that the eighth son of your sister is going to kill, is going to be your cause of your death. From that moment, his meditation on Krishna started. Because he had been warned that in previous life also, Narada only comes and warns him. Narada wants to accelerate that Krishna will come quickly. So Narada comes and in previous life also, no, you were killed by this Vishnu. So be careful. First son hai karke chhodne dena. Atva son kabhi bhi aa sakta hai. Be careful. So like this, he immediately catches Devaki and you know he threatens to, he is going to kill her. At that time, then Vasudev intervenes and somehow he convinces, you know, Kamsa by giving him various arguments. That first of all, she's a woman, this, that, your sister, your great name will be destroyed. So, you know, don't do this. So finally he agrees and he puts them in prison. And then after that, the first child is born. After the first child is born, because Vasudev has promised that I will come and give my child to you as soon as the child is born. Don't worry. main hoon, I'll give you. Now, imagine the pain that one goes through to have a child. You know, many devotees have had this strong realization, having child in after coming to Krishna consciousness, sometimes that itself is a challenge. Many have had this problem. So imagine if as soon as your child is born, someone tells you, now go and isko Ganga mein dal do. Kill this child. He's doing that. He's not even giving an auspicious end. He is giving in the hands of a demon. And that demon mercilessly smashes and kills that child in front of them. Actually, first Kamsa is very impressed when he gives. He says, Ne, Vasudev, such an honorable person. Your word is so, it's like Pathar ki lakir. You said you will come and give me the child and you have come. No. Yeah, I cannot take this. You know, it's okay. My danger is from the eighth child. You can go now. But then Narada comes and tells him, eighth child, first child, Vishnu is very tricky. Be careful. Already all these demigods are taking birth. You know, in this family, so be careful, huh? Just sambhal ke rehna, kuch bhi, anytime the demigods and Vishnu can attack, be careful. So then he goes into the prison. Vasudev already knows when a person doesn't have control over his senses, he may give promises, but you can't trust those promises. So like that, Vasudev has gone back into the prison, but he's thinking, abhi aayega, and that time he comes, he snatches, and he smashes the child in front of him. How painful, isn't it? Can you imagine your own child being smashed to death in front of your eyes? Few hours old, helpless baby. And then he has the second child. And then he has the third child. Then he has the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. Imagine that they have to keep having children, keep going through this intensely painful experience. First of all, childbirth is a painful thing. Giving birth to child is a painful thing, and then being smashed in front of the eyes, and then yet again having another child. How much tapasya? For what? Because the eighth one is coming. He is going to come and he is going to end this. And he is going to end this Kamsa. It has been ordained, so it is our service. So imagine, if it is your service to give birth to a child every year and kill it. Why? So that, you know, the temple will flourish. Someone comes and tells you, will you do it? Do we have that much surrender? No, we don't. This is the surrender and this is the Vatsalya Bhav. They are serving Krishna even before he appears by giving birth to so many children. This is the extraordinary love that Vasudev and Devaki have for the Supreme Lord, that they are willing to sacrifice 7 of their children so that the 8th one will come. This is the intense love and intense longing that they had, that, oh, Lord is going to come. So much love is there. And then, imagine, after 7 children are born, finally Krishna appears. He comes as Vishnu and then he becomes a small baby. Beautiful, the most beautiful sight in creation is the lotus face of Krishna. Now imagine if you have that child as a baby, right? What a beautiful fortune, right? You have waited for so long to give birth to this Supreme Lord and finally he has come. And moment he comes, what is the first thing he says? Take me to Vrindavan. Take me to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Leave me there. They have had a daughter. Bring that daughter back here. This is the first instruction. So practically Devaki and Vasudev, after this God knows how many years of tapasya of giving birth to 7 children, moment the child is born, turant, jaake chhodke aao mujhe. How much painful, right? How much their separation would have been. And then for 12 years, they keep hearing stories how Kamsa is sending one demon after the other to kill Krishna. And every time they hear that Krishna survived. But imagine how much anxiety, you know, in the heart. Will we ever see him again? Will Kamsa succeed? Don't know. No idea. They're sitting in one dark, dingy, you know, prison cell, just waiting for the mercy of the Lord. Someday, it will come. What devotees. What surrender they must be having to go through all this. And then after 12 years, finally they were reunited. After 12 years, finally when they are reunited with Krishna, what happened? immediately he was sent for. They did their, you know. And that is also a beautiful thing, how Krishna also reciprocates with Vasudev and Devaki. It's described in the Krishna book that when Vasudev and Devaki, they were in the prison, they don't know anything. They don't know that Kamsa has been, that Chanur Mushtik, no running commentary inside the prison cell. Yeah, dekhe, abhi Chanur ko mar diya, abhi Mushtik bhi mar gaya, abhi ye mara, wo mara, abhi Kams ko niche khicha, ab Krishna unke chhati pe baith ke mar rahe. No commentary, nothing, they don't know anything, what is going on. They are just worried that Kamsa has called Krishna to kill him. That's all they know. So the anxiety never goes away. So we have to also understand, Krishna does this for further intensifying the separation and longing of the devotees for seeing him. How much they are tadap rahe ho log. You know, ki abhi kya hoga, what will happen? And then finally, suddenly out of nowhere, Krishna kills Kamsa and opens the prison door and comes and stands in front of them. Krishna and Balram both come and stand in front of us. Imagine the sight, okay? They have been lying in that prison for 12 years, dungeon. And in that prison, they have just been waiting that someday we will get to see our Krishna and Balram. And then suddenly, the transcendental beauty of Krishna and Balram suddenly come and stand in front of them. And what an ecstatic experience it must have been for them, right? But they also know this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So rather than, you know, lovingly embracing them, their hands immediately went together. Lord, you have come. And Krishna, when he saw this, he was very disappointed. He was looking, Krishna was also looking forward to meet Devaki and Vasudev. My mother, my father, I'm going to meet them, He's also looking forward. And then if you come in front of them, they say, Hare Krishna, you know, what is this? You know, so Krishna immediately called upon Yogamaya, who covered Vasudev and Devaki with feelings of paternal affection, Vatsalyaras. They were just overwhelmed with Vatsalyaras, and then they embraced Krishna Balram. So this moment which they had waited for 12 years, it didn't last for much time. Within few days, you know, they were initiated. Then Nanda and Yashoda went back. You know, that is another pastime of paternal, of Vatsalya love. You know, it's a different discussion. We'll not get into it because lack of time. But, you know, the love that they had for Krishna and Balram, Vasudev and Devaki, they were not able to enjoy their childhood pastime. So Krishna, how sensitive the Supreme Lord is. He doesn't just come and embrace them and, you know, ho gaya, chalo, khush, ho gaya. Chalo, you're free now, come, let's all go. He apologizes. He says sorry to Vasudev and Devaki. He says, I'm sorry I took so long to come. They could have asked him, kahan the bhai, tum to bhagwan ho, 3 saal ki umar mein itne sab demons ko maar rahe the. Why didn't you come before? They could have asked. They didn't ask. And he himself said sorry. I apologize, you know, that you could not get to see us as children. You could not get to see our childhood, you know, activities. So I apologize. He said sorry. And then within few days, they got initiated and they were sent to Sandipani Muni Ashram for education. So imagine, there practically very little time they got, you know, with Krishna. And in that very little time that they got, they may have chastised him. As parents, that's what another thing that Vasudev is lamenting, that, you know, in the course of my parenting my child Krishna, I have chastised him so many times. I have scolded him so many times. I said, bura bhala kaha hoga unko. You know. And I may have offended him. I have offended the Supreme Lord by my activities. I am an offender. So he is not able to see. Just look at the mentality of this pure devotee. He is lamenting that I might have punished and chastised the Supreme Lord. Amidst an ocean of sacrifice, ocean. Vasudev Devaki is a complete ocean of sacrifice. Their entire life is pure sacrifice. Amidst that ocean of sacrifice, amidst all the loving service they would have done to Krishna, they would have fed him, bathed him, you know, loved him, embraced him, sat with him, talked to him, all the things that I mentioned in the previous verses, you know, all of that they have done. Amidst that, they see this one thing. He chastised him. So sometimes devotees have fly mentality. You know, when devotee has so many good qualities, we tend to focus on the one bad thing that they have. He's very proud. He's very this. She's very that. You know, among so many good qualities, humko sirf wahi dikhta hai, like flies, we go and sit on the dirtiest part of the room. We don't see everything else that is so clean. Krishna's pure devotee also has fly mentality. But about himself. He also has fly mentality. He doesn't see that so many things he has done for Krishna. He only sees, I chastised. This is why he is lamenting. He is lamenting because of the Yadus. He is lamenting because of, you know, his own thing. He feels that I have chastised, maybe I have offended Krishna. I didn't take full advantage when he was there. You know, Supreme Lord was in my household. But I didn't take full advantage. I didn't become pure devotee. So this is the consciousness of this. But Krishna is his reciprocation. Krishna, it is described that Krishna loves this. In this purport it is described that Krishna loves this chastisement. He loves this Vatsalya bhav that devotees show towards him. Because of that, he comes as a small child. He remains a small child. And at any point for him to become 16-year-old child is not difficult. He can just say, okay, chalo bas ho gaya. You know, enough of childhood pastime. Now I am becoming, you know, Kishore. I am becoming 16-year-old Krishna. No, he remains child. He goes through the process. Even Supreme Lord goes through childhood. Even Supreme Lord goes through punishment by teacher. Even Supreme Lord goes through punishment by parents. So we should also not be resentful of these things. So he goes through all this, he remains a child so that he can reciprocate. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioned sometimes in lectures that the loving chastisement of the gopis and maybe Vasudev and Devaki is millions of times more pleasing to Krishna than the elaborate prayers, you know, of the demigods. Demigods are with proper upchars and proper, you know, mantras and everything. Nicely they are glorifying Krishna. That is pleasing to him. But this chastisement, this intimate chastisement of a pure devotee is far more pleasing to Krishna. So this is the Supreme Lord and these are his devotees. So we should also learn, there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from this, you know. First of all, have full faith. Have faith in these words of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord is all merciful. We may have our faults. Of course, we should not take for granted also these statements are given. That if you simply hear this pastimes, you will be freed of all sinful reaction. You know, see, there are many such statements in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. We should not take it for granted. But at the same time, we should be grateful. We should be so happy that the Lord is so merciful. Someone who is a complete demon also, he is giving them Sayujya Mukti. So definitely if we remain favorable, then, you know, Lord can definitely help us also. He can take us also back to Godhead. He is all merciful. These words of the Srimad Bhagavatam are not ordinary. We should have great faith. You know, when we are distributing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are distributing Bhagavad Gita, we should have faith. These books are transcendental. The words in these books are transcendental. If we are sincere in doing our bhakti, whatever bhakti we are doing, if we do it with sincere faith, sincerity and with great faith, chanting. See, we may feel that, oh, ye sab to pure devotees ki baat ho rahi hai. Hum kahan pure devotee, hamara to aukat nahi hai. But no, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are doing the activities of pure devotee. We may not be pure devotee, but we have the supreme fortune by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of Sri Gaurachandra. We have the great fortune of doing the activities of pure devotees. What are those? Chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are associating with Krishna directly. You close your eyes and listen, you are associating with Krishna at that moment, whether you know it or not. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. When we are standing in front of the deities, if we are fortunate to worship directly, that is direct worship. You are directly worshipping the body of the Lord. You are serving the body of the Lord. यू मे फील मैं किधर अंदर ऑल्टर में जा रहा हूं, मैं तो बाहर ही खड़ा हूं. बट ड्यूरिंग श्रृंगार दर्शन यू आर ऑफरिंग फ्लावर, लॉर्ड इज एक्सेप्टिंग दैट फ्लावर, दैट वन फ्लावर विच यू आर ऑफरिंग फ्रॉम बैक ऑफ द हॉल ऑल्सो लॉर्ड इज लुकिंग एट यू. यू मे और मे नॉट बी एबल टू सी हिम, ही हैज परफेक्ट विजन, ही कैन सी माई डिवोटी इज ऑफरिंग मी अ फ्लावर, लेट मी एक्सेप्ट इट. If you offer with love and devotion, Ashnami Prayatatmana, Krishna says, I will accept. So, even deity worship, even those who are offering flower in one way are doing deity worship only, directly to the body of the Lord. Cooking, when you are cooking bhoga in the home, that cooking is cooking for Krishna, if you do it in the right consciousness. Distributing his books, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Hearing about Krishna and reading about Krishna is non-different than associating with Him. So we are associating with Him, we are cooking for Him, we are worshipping His transcendental body. We are distributing His books. When you distribute books, marathon, you know, we are giving Krishna to others. We may not have Krishna so much, but we are still giving Krishna to others. What a wonderful fortune. This is all direct service to the Supreme Lord. Direct association of the Lord. If we just simply, sincerely do these activities, we should understand that these activities are non-different than those performed by the pure devotees. What Vasudev and Devaki might have been doing, what Nanda and Yashoda might have been doing, what the gopis might have been doing, they were doing the same things. They were also chanting His names. They were chanting His pastimes. They were remembering His pastimes. They were reading about His pastime. Not reading me, but they were remembering His pastimes. They were telling others about Krishna. They were cooking for Him. They were dancing for Him. So all these activities by the grace of Srila Prabhupada are available to all of you. All of us have this. What a wonderful fortune. So if we simply just sincerely perform these activities, we do not also, like Narad Muni is telling Vasudev, we also do not need to worry about how we will go back to Godhead. What will happen to us? Srila Prabhupada, I'll end with this, in the 8th chapter, 27th verse of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is describing the different paths by which one can go back to Godhead. If you live in light, you will go out of the material world. If you live in darkness, you will stay in the material. So these two paths are there. So many things Krishna is saying. But then finally Krishna tells that the devotee doesn't need to worry about any of this. You know, one who is devoted doesn't need to worry whether I live in light, I live in darkness, I live amidst devotees, I live alone, I live in consciousness, I live in coma, doesn't matter. If you have been sincerely following the path of bhakti, Srila Prabhupada says that the path back to Godhead is safe, certain and direct. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran ki, Jaya Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shridhar Masaka Prabhu, for a wonderful class. Let us thank him by three times loudly chanting. Hare Bol. So we have our ongoing book distribution marathon updates.